You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Study Clicks podcast. You're listening to hosts Emer and Nessa, two people who work for StudyClicks and two people who want you to do the very best that you can do in your exams.
Mm-hmm. That is right. And also for anyone who hasn't listened to the podcast before, fun fact, we are sisters.
We are.
But yeah, our main thing, if you're familiar with the podcast, we just give some class tips for how to study, how to do well, how to get through the exams, how to enjoy school, etc., etc. And this podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, is no different.
No, and you don't need to be a total brain boxer, like someone who's just naturally good at school. We're here for everybody, like no matter what your learning ability or where you're at school or how you feel about it, we're here for everyone.
Yeah, just trying to make it accessible for everyone, because sometimes the system can really seem against a certain type of learner and things like that, but...
Or very for just one specific kind of learner.
Yeah, and it's hard to get away from that and to kind of beat that, but I suppose with our tips we just try to cater to everyone. There are obviously bits of advice that we can't give, but for what we can give, we do our best to try and put it into podcasts. And today's episode is all about something that we constantly talk about but never really talk about in detail, so we decided, hey, let's do a podcast so that people can actually know how to do that properly.
Yes, because very easy to say, oh yeah, if you're going to do any kind of studying, first you got to make a plan. And you're like, great, let's do it, let's make a plan. And then you sit down, you're like, okay, how?
Yeah.
This is what this podcast is for. We're going to go into detail. We're going to take you step by step how to make this plan and how to stick to it. That's what's important, because it's very easy to, you might actually be doing it for a couple of days and then you're like, fall out of it and you find it very hard to get back into it again.
Yeah.
This is all about making that plan, sticking to it, making it work for you.
Exactly. So the first step is to find your plan. Mm. Now, luckily for you guys, StudyClicks has one. Well, we have a template. So actually, through talking to students via the site, I find that a lot of the time you guys would email me or message me and say something like, hey guys, can you make a plan for me because I don't know how to do it? And unfortunately, because we have a lot of students to talk to every day, we can't really make individual plans for everyone, but we're just trying to give the tools here to let you go and do that yourself. So what we usually send out is the template. You can ask one of the team members. If you're online, just message us or email us and ask us to send you the template. We can happily do that. But you can also find the template on our blog page. It's a blog called How to Make the Perfect Study Plan. And there's just a PDF that you can print out. And it's a weekly study plan, because I think weekly is the best one to go about it, because on a week-to-week basis, if you do any more than a week, let's say if you try and do a monthly plan, it means that you can't be specific enough. And being specific is really important. You know, you need to say what you're going to do hour per hour.
You really do.
Every day, yeah. Because if you're just going to say, okay, on Monday, I'm going to do biology, that's really not enough. You have to be really specific with your plan. So we recommend printing off the template, which is a weekly one. And then the first thing you want to do is filling each box. So there's going to be a box for every day of the week, and then for the times of the day. So you can fill that in yourself depending on when you have time. Maybe for you, your study plan starts at 5 o'clock every evening once you come home from school. That's for you to do.
So yeah, so weekly template, hour by hour, and everything is all in boxes, so it's your job to just fill in the boxes and make sure it is absolutely 100% catered to you. So if it starts at 9 a.m. to 3 or 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, right, you're in school then. Include coming home from school, an hour you might need to eat, change, shower, whatever you need to do. Put in everything, like all of your personal stuff. If you have training in the evening, put that down too. And like Emer said, be really specific. So right, say from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., You have all your homework, and then you want to fit in an hour for study, say 20 minutes, and say then maybe you want to do another 2 hours of study. No, exactly. Don't just put down study French if you have something that you want to go back on that day. So study French irregular verbs. Or if it's biology, don't just say study biology. Go back over the respiration system. Like, if you don't set really specific goals, then you can't achieve them. Set a particular goal, and then you have it done, you can tick it off, then you're like, right, what's next? It's so much easier to keep on track of things when you get specific. So that's a really important part of making plans.
Yeah. And I think if you're kind of lost on, okay, right, I know I need to be specific, but I don't know what to put into these boxes. I don't know, should I put Irish here? Should I put biology here? When is best to do what? You need to evaluate that yourself. That's another reason why we as the Study Clicks team can't really do it for you. But you need to evaluate yourself what is most important. So things like homework, you know, you can include the homework in your study plan. Let's say you have an essay due tomorrow. So you need to incorporate that into the plan. Say, yeah. Okay, that's due tomorrow. So that has to be first in my plan. That's what I'm doing first. And then let's say you also have a grammar test tomorrow in Irish. So then you put that second, you know, order them in priority first. Maybe if you want to have a rough sheet of paper where you write down in order of highest to lowest of priority what you need to get done, and then transfer that over into the plan. And then you can sort of visualize better, okay, these are all the things that I really need to do pretty soon. And then after that, you can try to put in just revision, you know, if you're trying to keep on top of everything that you're studying and that you're learning in class every day, or if you have an exam that's coming up next week or the week after, or if it's kind of coming up to Christmas time, mocks, whatever it is, just put in the real essential stuff first that you know you need to study for, and then add in your little bits of revision.
Another thing that's important about this plan, and a big part of the reason why people fall out of a plan, is they think, oh, I haven't followed this perfectly, so then I might as well just give up completely. It is important to not freak out if you don't get everything done on the plan. It's completely normal. I mean, you're not a robot. Things get in the way. Life gets in the way. The world doesn't stop turning if you missed an hour that you planned to do study because you had something else gone instead. It really isn't the end of the world. Just rearrange things, you know. You know what's best for you. You know where you can fit in little things. Just if you really need to get to something else, don't find the time, put it in somewhere else, but just don't give up on your plan completely. It's so easy to just work around it. It's never going to be just completely perfect, you know. It's not everything's, I mean, we don't live in that kind of world where, you know, nothing gets in the way. You're always going to have certain things, people coming over, birthday parties, dentist appointments, things will get in the way. Or just your own distractions. I mean, it happens. Like I said already, no one's perfect. But just, it might be really easy to give up if little things go wrong. But the only thing is to know about your own habits. And you can learn from that when you're making future plans that maybe you overestimated or underestimated how long it took you to take a certain...
Definitely. Like the first couple of plans that you make are not going to be perfect, and they're just kind of like test plans, let's say.
Yeah.
Because if you're listening to this and then you decide to make your first plan afterwards, you're not going to be able to know exactly how long it might take you to write that English essay, or you might underestimate how long it takes you to learn those 12 irregular verbs or whatever it is. Yeah. So just try. It's very much trial and error, and it's okay if it's more error than success, you know, success or perfection. It's fine. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just learn from your own habits, and then eventually, after a couple of plans, you'll get to know yourself better. You'll get to know how long it generally takes you to do some stuff. And if it turns out that something takes a bit longer, like Nessa said, just rearrange a few things, make sure you're still prioritizing the most important stuff. And if it turns out you do something quicker and you have some time left over, well, then that's kind of up to you whether you want to use that to give yourself a bit of a break, a bit of a pat on the back for doing something so quickly, or you can try and squeeze in another 10 minutes of revision for something else. So it's really not the end of the world if you over or underestimate time in your plan. Just remember to don't beat yourself up and stay calm about it. It's not the end of the world. The plan is there to help you out, but not to stress you out.
Exactly. And along with those, when you're making your plan, it's really important that you remember to incorporate breaks, because your brain just cannot keep going for that long. I think it's 40 minutes your brain cannot focus on one topic for 40 minutes. Like, it physically cannot focus on one thing for that long. So make sure that you are taking your breaks. We say this in all of our general study advice. And it's always best if you're taking your breaks to take it outside, because getting fresh oxygen to the brain helps things flow around a little better. And when you come back to your books, whatever you're doing, it's like you're kind of looking at it with a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah, you're fresh and you're back again. And it's raining outside or whatever. Just do something that'll calm your brain, that'll give you a bit of a break. If that's for you, just 5 minutes of social media browsing. If it's drinking a cup of tea. The important thing is that you're doing it and that you're just... you're
letting away from the books.
Yeah, yeah, you're letting your brain do something else for a while and then you can go back to it. Because I know for those of you who just sort of really like to push yourselves and study, 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 that it might be a bit tempting to just keep going and do 3 hours nonstop because I really need to get this done. It's just not going to benefit you at the end
Absolutely
of the day.
Not.
You need to give yourself a bit of a break, like minimum 5 minutes.
You need to recharge your brain just like you recharge your phone.
That's it, really. It's pretty straightforward to make a plan, but yeah, it is important to keep all of those things in mind, that it's a bit of a trial and error, but at the end of the day, it's really going to help you out if you do make a plan, because if you go into your study without really knowing what you want to achieve, what you're going to do, without any specifics, you're going to waste a hell of a lot of time. So having a plan is just really, really beneficial for that.
I just know anything I do, even in my day-to-day now when I'm not doing any college work, if I make a to-do list, I'm just so much more productive than when I just have a vague idea in my head of what I'm going to do for the day.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's actually incredibly satisfying to make a plan, and then once you've done, let's say you've scheduled in 40 minutes of biology study, or not biology study, the respiratory system study.
You're getting specific.
You're being specific. And then you do it and you're satisfied with yourself and you know you've done it. And then you can just cross it off the list, put an X through it, or put a tick next to it, whatever you want. It's so satisfying. It feels crazy good. So really, it's, if nothing else, you get a little, I don't know, serotonin release in your brain or whatever that happy hormone is, because it just feels really good.
And if it's possible, like, I know people who have, if you have a nice study area where you have all your books and your stationery and everything's all organized together, hopefully if you listen to our organization podcast, you might just stick your study plan up on the wall right in front of you so that you can look up. Anytime you look up, you remind yourself and it just keeps you on track.
Yeah, and you can see what you've done. You can see that you are capable of achieving everything there and that everything is going to be just fine.
100%.
So those are our A1 or H1 tips,
H1,
if you will. Or just A, if you're doing the junior cert. And yeah, short and sweet. We don't have much else, but just make sure to go find that template or ask us.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to give it to you.
I'll
and
link it to you.
Yeah, just get cracking on that plan because it's so helpful, honestly.
It will change your life.
Yeah. So otherwise, we'll go on with our usual spiel.
I never get tired of this. I don't know about anyone listening, but I cannot get enough of our spiel. Go on, Emer.
If you want to get in touch, you can just email us at studyclicks@studyclicks.ie. Give us suggestions, give us feedback, whatever you want. We're happy to hear it.
If you love being on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram or Snapchat, I know I do. I'm on them constantly. If you have a question and you see Study Clicks pop up, it is so easy to just DM and I will be there. I will answer any of your questions.
Yeah.
And if you have any suggestions, feedback for the podcast, we'd absolutely love to hear it. Any constructive criticism you have, something you'd like to hear more of, or something you prefer we say, or more just suggestions for new podcasts, absolutely, we'd love to hear it. So hit us up.
Yeah. And finally, what would be fantastic is if you could give us a cute little rating or a review on whatever app you listen to this podcast on. We would love some subscribers, some reviews. It really helps us get seen and it helps us reach out to more students and helps the whole exam process just be a bit easier for everyone. And that's our goal.
That's everything. We hope you enjoyed listening and we hope that you'll be back again to listen to more amazing tips that we're going to have coming.
Yeah, and we hope that making a plan helps your study get that little bit easier.
I hope it changes the way that you study forever and ever.
Definitely did for me when I was doing my exams.
Yeah, so great.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. So, as always, you got this.
You got this. Bye.
See ya.